Topical halacha, Parsha Shir, Beis Tefillah. Lech Lecha, Topshin Ein Zayin. This week was a critical week. Things are getting scary. Our life could change. And you could trumpet every day. Yes, you think I came to give my opinion on the American elections. Mistake. Our life can change because we started this day the same Talmud Motar. From now on, if you space out, you don't remember what you said. You don't remember I did say Saint Talmud Motar or not. You go back and do it again. I've heard a rumor. There's some idea you can say it 90 times, it helps. Is that true? Is that not true? Is it lechatchila? Is it b'tiyeved? So let's see together what could be done. It's based on Yerushalmi. Masechet Tainis. Ask Yerushalmi. Nisparel. Veini Yodea Maizkir. He doesn't remember what he say. What did he say? Omar Be'echanon. Kol Shloishim Yoim Chazaka. Mashulomud Hizkir. Chazaka. Wherever you're a Gilus, your automatic pilot. Hizkir. That's what you said. Mikan Ve'ilach Mashetzorech Hizkor. For after 30 days, you readjusted your automatic pilot. It'll fly by itself, right way. And it's passed in Shulchan Aruch, in Simikuf Yudalat Sifches, B'moy Sachamo. He did say Geshem, he didn't say Geshem. After 30 days, Chazoka Shizkir Geshem, and he has to return. The tool brings Rav Meir Rotenburg on Shmini Atzeres. He would say Birkas Ato Gibor Chai Meisim Tovav Leishia Mashiv Ruach Moedek Hashem. He would say it 90 times, which corresponds to the 30 days. 30 days, 3 tefillahs per day, 3, so how many tefillahs is that? 3 times 3, 30 is 90. Gewaldig. So therefore he did it in an instant way, instead of waiting 30 days and having all these doubts in the middle, and in the course of 30 days every time you have a doubt you have to go back. He did it compact, instant. He got it done. What's his raya? And please don't be offended. Nothing personal, okay? His raya, he says, you know what we compare you to? A shor hamud. The din is, a shor that gored 3 times, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, turns into a mud. What happens?
What's the mud?
Mud. Because now, he's fully liable. We have short tam and a short muad. Tam pays half because we didn't know it's going to go. A muad is someone, he's becheskas, he goes people. He pays full. What happens? It wasn't 3 days. It was the same day. He goes once and he goes again and he goes 3 times on the same day. So says a miracle, Chicken. Even when it's spread out, kind of random, isolated cases, it's called a mu'ud. For sure, we see it's together. We see that he's a mood. For sure, we can see that he turns into mood. Here as well, even when it's spread out, 90 tefillahs are spread out, it changes me. So for sure, if I do 90 tefillahs in one go, one after the other, I'm changing, I'm reprogramming my sleep mode, my automatic pilot mode. Therefore, I don't have to go back. Good? Remember, 30 days is how many tefillahs? 90, mashallah. Mordechai is not convinced so fast. What do you mean, Lavdavka, Mordechai? Huh?
It was Mashi Beruah, first of all, Shabbos, you said 4 times. You were Shabbos, you said 4 times. And if it's the same Talmud, then you're not saying it on Shabbos at all.
Gevaldik. Mordechai was Mechavin to the Kasha of the Dal Kemosha. Says the Dal Kemosha, there's no way that 30 days equals 90 tefillahs. It's a mistake. It's impossible. Why? If we're discussing Mashiva Ruach, then since you have Musafim, the Musaf of Shabbosais, so 90 times Mashiva Ruach is before 30 days. Maybe it's day 27, 28. You already have 90 Mashiva Ruach under your belt. So it's less than 30. And if we're discussing St. Talamotor, how many days does it take to say same Talamata 90 times? You miss all the Shabbosais. So therefore it takes over 30 days, maybe 34, 35. So Moloshach, when the Raman Rodenburg translates 30 days of the Yerushalmi to be 90 tefillahs, it doesn't make sense. Yes.
He overestimated. 90 is bigger than whatever it is. Right? So it works.
But what?
In 30 days, it would be less than 90.
Okay.
So if he does 90 years overdone. So
he's adding to the.
But he's testing them out to get the Hazaka, right? That's what we're talking about.
But he's not even. Yerushalmi says 30 days. That's what Yerushalmi says.
Right. So in
30
days,
why do Shama say 30?
Yeah. Yeah. He's missing probably 4.
Okay.
The Talmud also one he underestimated by a small amount, and the other one he overestimated by probably a lot, like probably some 12.
Uh-huh.
Can he say that when he overestimates, it's fine to say more than he should?
Right.
Do, it's good training. When he underestimates, so he missed only 4, he can pass on.
Who is Megadda this to the Ram Rotenburg? The Yerushalmi says 30 days. And he says it means 90 tefillahs. You're saying, I can't agree with you. It doesn't matter if he overestimates. I'll tell you why. Because that means till 30 days, he's going back. He doesn't remember. He says the whole Shemoneh Esrei again. If he's already done 90 times, so you can't go back. Yeah?
Why are we trying to extrapolate from Yerushalmi and give it a certain number of times? Yerushalmi would not say it's 90 times or 100 times.
100%. 100%.
So if 30 days means, the way where Hashem programs us is that we're regulated in 30-day periods. And so, however much that's applicable to that idiom, like whether it's the same time of Dagra, whether it's Hashem or anything else for that matter, that's Ma'akev, it's, and once you've been doing that for 30 days, however many times you're required to do it, now you're regulated. And therefore, the chazaka, it becomes a chazaka, I don't know if it's 51% or whatever it is, that it's more likely than not, or it's likely enough that you said it as you're supposed to, because you've been doing it for 30 days. It doesn't mean that you've been doing that tefillah 3 times a day for 30 days.
You're saying 30 days means 30 days, it doesn't mean b'chana hit tefillahs.
Yeah, it could be 90, it could be 110, whatever it is.
So that's not to the mark. So the question is,
yeah, I mean,
Rami Rotenburg, he translates. More than 30 days. He understood it mean to mean 90 tefillos. And that's, I will ask you, what do you get? How do you translate 30 days to be 90 tefillos?
Because nothing is done 90
times.
In terms of an insertion.
Right. That's what the Darkei Moshe asks. Answer the Darkei Moshe, nachon. The understanding is that 30 days is lav dafka. 30 days means 30 times the regular tefillos of 90. But the actual deadline, the change point, is not 30 days. For Mashiach Ruach will be before, the turning point will be. And for the same Tanamot will be after. 30 days was just a moshul, just a way of expressing 90 tefillos. 30 days were 3 tefillos per day. The chiyuvim, the main tefillos. And therefore the actual cut line will be 90 tefillos. Lekula v'lechumra. For Mashiach Ruach Mered Geshem, lekula will be before 30 days. You already get your 90. And you're switched. And for same Talamot, v'lechumra. Means even after 30 days, you're still going back. Till you get your 90 tefillos. That's how the Darkei Moshe explains this din. The Mishnah Brura brings the Goyin. The Goyin of Vilna argues on this, in the whole concept of the 90. So it depends on 30 days. 30 days is a zman. It's a zman that the body, it takes for the person to internalize a change. It's 30 days ben lahakil ben lahachmir. Lahakil be 30 days will be cooler for what? For which one? Saint Talamoto or for Saint Talamoto? Saint Talamoto will be a cooler. For the 90 times, you need to go to 38, 35. 30 days is enough. Nothing to do with 90. 30 days, it's a cooler for the Saint Talamoto. And a chumrah for the Vashar Ruach Mered Geshem. And up to 30 days have passed, you haven't yet changed, internalized the change. Therefore, even if you said Vashar Ruach already 93 times, you still need the time of 30 days. Machlokes, Darkei Moshe, and the Goyin. La Locha, says the Mishnah Brura. La Locha, you can't go back. Meaning, if on day 29 you can't remember, did you say Mashiv Ruach Mered Geshem? And you're in Chutzos, you don't say Mered Tal. Or 29 days after Pesach in the summer, did I say Mashiv Ruach Mered Geshem? Or I didn't? So what's going to be? According to the Morgan, according to the Darkei Moshe, on day 29, have I switched or not switched? Regarding Mashiach Ruach Mered Geshem, did I switch or not? Yes. Can't go back. According to the Goyin, I haven't switched. I need to go back. What do we do? Rabbi, I don't remember. Lemaisa will rely on the Darkei Moshe and he won't go back. Because you already said 90 times. That's a cool. You can't go back. On day 31, if I didn't say, I can't remember if I said Saint Talamot or not. According to the Darkei Moshe, what's my din? On day 31, I can't remember if I said Saint Talamot or what's my din? I go back. According to the Goyin, don't go back. The mice, what do I do? I don't go back. We take the cooler both ways.
How far would the zone go in terms of, let's say you forgot the dial three times, so that was during that skip the two during those times. Or is it particularly relevant for women? The often say about Mark if they even dial the chakras in the so the zone will still say 30 days at this month, it doesn't matter. That would 40 times during that 30-day period, it doesn't matter, it's been 30 days and that's all it matters. Or even he would say no, it's only if you're davening every single tefillah.
I think you still have to roiv. If you roi pami udavin, I would understand the gwenny or covered. Because we're not counting tefillos. That's a good point. Women, very good. Geshmak. Or it's also negata to chazan. That's someone who does chazoras hashatz. Chazan, he doubles his tefillos. He does double speed as everyone else. Twice a day. Two-thirds of the day he does twice.
The Mishnah Berurah says he's just koshish for that, so you can't go back. Because by Melech HaKadosh, if I recall correctly, there's no Eitza, say right before Rosh Hashanah.
No, right.
Because you can't say Shem Hashem.
100%. 100%.
It sounds like he would rely on that.
It's a Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, it's a Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says you can. Okay. Now, Shitas Rabbeinu Peretz. The Torah brings Rabbeinu Peretz, who argues in Maram Rotenburg. And he says, it doesn't help. The 90 times. This whole idea of 90 times does not help. It's not similar to Shor HaMu'ud. Because there, it goes three times, it's fine. Here, it depends on his hergel l'shoinai. Depends on changing yourself. And it's not going to work to do it one shot. Why not? Why can't I be margel l'shoinai, say 90 times? The Beis Yosef understands, because I'm not doing it right. It's true that I am making my hergel that ato gibor, I now change to Mashiv Ruach, correct. I'm steeping, I'm thinking about elections. Yeah, nish, yeah. And I'm automatic pilot. I've already changed my thoughts, my mumbling, to be automatic Mashiv Ruach. He says, that works, but now you're starting from Mogen Avraham. You're starting from the beginning. That you are Margil. Who is to say, When you go to sleep from the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, how do you know that your automatic pilot takes you through Mashiv Ruach? You only marge yourself from Atah Gibor. That's how Beis Yosef understands the main parents. But the stipler says, no, there's a very lomda shemachalik is happening. And it all boils down. Is Shor Mu'ud a fair comparison to man? And it depends on the following Chakira. A Shor Tam goes once, he's a Tam. Goes twice, he's a Tam. Goes three times, from now on he's a Mu'ud. The Chazaka. What's happening? He's a Mu'ud. Is it he's always been a Mu'ud? Yes, we were unaware of it. It's showing us an indication to the nature of the Shor. We thought he was a Tam. Once, twice, three times, we're now aware, we can see his real nature, his true nature, he's a Mu'ud. But he's always been a Mu'ud. Yes, we were unaware of it. The owner was not aware of it. He only had to pay half because he didn't know otherwise. But really, it's a gilui milsa. It's just revealing the true nature of the Shor. Is that chazaka? It's just a gilui milsa. Oh, nay. Chazaka tells us, after once, and after twice, and after three times, he's now changed the habit, has now changed his nature to be of Shor Mu'ud. This gufa changed his nature. Is it just revealing what was, or this is formulating and creating a change? Okay. So this is the machlekes to Rabbeinu Peretz and Rami Rotenburg. Rami Rotenburg learns that doing binogeach three times changes the nature. From now on, he's a Mu'ud, because he's accustomed himself to do it, to go. Oh, very good. So likewise, we are changing our nature, we're reprogramming our automatic pilot mode that by saying it again and again, we change our nature. You don't have to wait for 30 days. You can do it one go. You can do the 90 times, and you that makes the change. That's how Maram Rothenberg was learning. Like Shaul Mood, just 3 times, that makes the change, even if it's one go. One day. Rabbeinu Peres says, no. Chazoka by Shaul Mood is just revealing the nature that was. It's not changing the animal. Here, if you're going to say 90 times, what's going to help? We know your nature. You're still in the winter mode. Or you're in the previous mode, you need to change it. It's not going to help doing 90 times because that's not, it doesn't make a change. To make a change, you need to have 30 days. Shmack? Huh?
Disassociating, as I was asking before, are we disassociating the time from the amount of times that he died? You say 30 days. I mean, if the guy were to be in a coma, but he woke up 30 days later, now it's been 30 days, would we then say...
It probably has to be a roif.
That's what I'm saying. We still have to give some credence to the fact that it has to do with...
But time is a factor.
The amount of time he
But time is also a factor.
Time is also a factor, or is the only factor?
That's what I'm saying. No, that sounds a bit extreme, it's the only factor. Sounds a bit extreme to me. Okay. It brings a Gvadga Nafkamino. A political rampa. Gemara says in Shaw. Shumud leminoi, ein amud l'shein aminoi. If a shor goes shvarim, he's not mud for chamoirim, because we see he has a nature as a temper for shvarim. We don't assume he has a temper for anything else. But nogach shor chamor v'gomol, he's randomly. Boom, boom, boom. Then nasamud lakol. For everything. What does everything mean? What about giraffes?
Not people.
Not people. What does mud lakol mean? All animals. Shittas arrived, he's mud for all the minim. Shittas Rambam, mud lakol, he's mud for those three. He got one shor, one chamor, one gomor. His mood lakol is mood for all those three. Not for something else. Says the Rambam like this. This is to be found in Rambam in Nizkei Momen. Perek Vav, Aloha Yud. Ro'o ha-shor ha-yoim v'nokhoi. Day one, he goes ashore. Next day, he sees a chamor v'loi nokhoi. Monday, Yom Cheni doesn't go the Chamor. Yom Shlishi, he sees a sus for Nokhoi. He goes the sus. On Wednesday, Yom Yifi, he sees a camel for Loi Nokhoi. Chamishi, he sees a parrot Nokhoi. Shishi, he sees an oroid Loi Nokhoi. Nas Mu'ed Lak Sirugin, we see this guy, this shore, his temper is every second day. Mu'ed Sirugin, lakol. On Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, his mu'ed, lakol, says the Rambam. For these three minim, his mu'ed on Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday. The writer says, no, for all minim. On Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, his mu'ed for all minim. Rama says, no, he's moved to those three. Says the Saipa, this doesn't make any sense. How can you tell me he's not moved? You're telling me two things. This show is moved for Sirugin, and he's only moved for three minim. So on Monday when he saw the Hamor and he wasn't Nogeach, and on Wednesday he saw a camel, he wasn't Nogeach, and on Friday he saw the Ovid wasn't in a Geach. Why was he in a Geach then? You're telling me because he's Sirugin, he's off. But what would happen if you see those animals on Sunday, on the on days? What's going to happen? You tell me who's in a Geach then? How could there's not according to Ramas? This animal, he goes three Ashur, go three different species on every second day. Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, he got a chamor, he got a sus, pered, and a shor. And on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, he didn't go a chamor, camel, and orot. He didn't. Says the Rambam, this shor, he's only moored for the on days, and only for these three, the first three of the shor, sus, and peret. He's dangerous. The owner has to, on Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday, has to guard his shor from a shor, and a sus, and a peret. But not from other animals.
So this is a guarantee that on these days,
right?
Is he a computer?
Yes. He's a mood of Sirugin. He has his nature. He goes mad. He goes wild every second day. Okay? But says the Stifel, this doesn't make sense. How do you know he has off days? Who told he has off days? It happens to be on the off day, what you call off day, he saw a chamor and a camel, and always he doesn't go them even on the first days. Even on days he doesn't go them. Who told you it's the Sirugin over here? You can't tell me there's two conditions. If you're telling me he doesn't go the chamor, camel, and always he doesn't go even on the on days, then who says he's off in those days? That's what he saw. He didn't see the animals that make him go. And if you're telling me no, because he was off, that means those animals he would see on days, he'll go them. You can't hold the rope from both ends. It doesn't make any sense. This is like. So this type of.
Type of saying that on the days that he didn't see the animals.
He likes to go.
He likes to go.
So who told you? Maybe he's on. But he didn't see the animals that make him go.
If he would have seen them,
he would have caught them.
Yeah, he would have.
Says the Steifen Chinami. This Rambam holds like the Barami Rotenbuch. It's not revealing anything, but the Maisa, the three times changes teva. What lemaisa happened? It was only every second day. So lemaisa, that's the teva. Teva he changed. If it's a gilul milsa revealing what his nature is, you can't. You can't identify what his real nature is. But if it's changing his nature, he was a tam. He's changing it. His actions change it. No, it happened to be only every second day, and it happened to be only for the first group of animals. So he didn't change his nature for off days. He didn't change his nature for the other three animals. Le'inyoneinu. Okay, that's very complex. So le'inyoneinu, we have a very fundamental machlokes. Does saying it 90 times, is it changed by nature or not? Well, according to Rami Rothenburg, you change your nature. According to the Rabbeinu Peretz, you're not. And that's we need 30 days. Halacha l'maisa. And Shulchan Aruch has paskened. Shulchan Aruch brings the 90 day itzah. Shulchan Aruch brings it down. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. He says, don't do it. Don't say 90 times. You have a din. If you're going to say 90 times, you can't go back. Since 90 times is controversial, nachon, it's a Shulchan Aruch. But yeah, it's not pashut. You have Rabbeinu Peretz who argues, the Bi'al Ocher brings it, we have the Goyen who argues. Don't get into it. Don't say 90 times. You'll be able to go back, Kavaldik, you go back, Kadin. You have to go back.
Bada, you made 19 brachos meaning then you may be making brachos to Batala.
So you asked me a fundamental question. If this Yerushalmi, when I go back, am I playing with fire? If Klapei Shmaya Galia, that I said it the first time, within 30 days you go back, is that all the going back, is that Brachas Levatola, Klapei Shmaya?
If you said it 90 times.
But if I didn't say 90 times, it's easy case. I'm on day 20, I didn't say 90 times, I can't remember if I said Saint Taramat or not, I go back. Even Shemayim, they know I actually said it the first time. I said it. But I don't remember. And I go back. So, did I now, is all the going back, is it Brachas Levatola?
Even though you did the right thing under circumstances, mm-hmm. it is Brachas Levatola because it's not Tashlum.
It's not Tashlum, no.
You just made 38 Brachas.
You did the right halacha.
Do I need to do tshuva for this?
No,
I have conscience, I have a guilt conscience. The Shulchan Aruch says, the Shami tells me, first 30 days, go back. You're doing hereko. I'm partially not sure. I'm forced to go back. Go back. Should I do tshuva? Should I do tshuva and have to just in case that I said these brachas levatala?
There's the just in case. Let's say you didn't say the right thing the first time, then you just made 19 brachas levatala. Right?
I didn't, though I did.
Let's say someone said the same bracha, you should have said the same comment, but I don't know what happened. I just don't know. And so even though I'm going to now say 19 brachos and I'm going to say it the right way, fine, but there's always that sub, that lingering sub, because the first 19 brachos were all of Atala.
So that was the last issue.
Sure,
the first 19 brachos not of Atala. The first 19 not of Atala. Could be, you were here last week, right?
We had
halfway provincia. We spell Klal. We know the days first that you spell this. You need to mention Tuch de Atfila. So right, the Kachas Brachos of Atal. Anyway, go on.
If someone says I was standing right next to you, I could hear you knocking.
Right.
And they told you 10 minutes. You know, they told you after you already said the second Shemona Esrei, you said it right the first time.
Okay.
So then
that's
to say, so I now need to do
teshuva
for the second
19th.
You're saying yes, but Bill says no.
No,
is the locha just based on a clear? The chazok is you didn't say it, so we have to daven. We're telling you, since this is the locha, you're doing Ratzon Hashem, you're doing Kavonas Chazal, Tzivu Chazal, and therefore, even if it's unnecessary, Kapei Shmaya, Kacha Tzivu Chazal, I'm just following the orders. Here's the difference.
My fellow's assurance. If someone does everything, they go to Mashkiach, they made sure it's a good hechsher, they watch it, fine. But it turned out that there was some mistake made, even though they did their full due diligence. So we don't say they're totally fine. We say that in terms of their going negative Ratzon Hashem, they're totally fine. But in terms of the fact that they ate something which is awesome, it's still on the back, a very strong effect on Hashem, that's why we're so careful. And so they still need to do. I think we call that teshuva for the effect that for the action they took that negatively affected them. We don't say, well, it wasn't intentional. That doesn't work. It was honest. There's still that effect. So over here, why would it be any
different? Don't even try to compare this to Macholas Asuras. There could be some Messias.
Okay.
No, who says Levatola? Maybe since you're the soldier following your orders. So who said you're doing? It's not the same as Macholas Asuras. Macholas Asuras is a Mitzias, a Tuma. Even you had it Kedin, it could be it's metaptim you.
Someone forgot it at the Berakas Samasa, which is the first three Brachas are there,
right?
So that would be the same. So the Halakha, as far as I know,
you have to go back.
Repeat it.
So I have to
realize later, I did that. Or someone says, I saw you back the first time. So according to this, it would be the same thing. They didn't do an Avera the second time? They don't have to do Teshuva for the second time they mentioned?
Maybe not.
Well,
the halacha under
the circumstances.
Okay, we can call it oinus, at least. It's like garment, oinus. Okay, anyway, so says of Shlomo Zalman, don't do the 90 times, then you can be chayzak at it. So Shlomo Zalman says, someone said back to me, Maybe it's good for Shlomo Zalman, but we, he says, we go back to make it up. But there's no guarantee the second time. By the time you get to the same Talmud Motor, you can invite the space out. There's no raya. There's no guarantee you're going to do it right next time. So fast is not kedai. Shlomo Zalman's time is daven again. You get it right. If we daven again, we may not get it right. What I want to say is that I think even Rabbi Shlomo Zalman has to agree that in the great, we have great days. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman's time is, don't say again, so you can daven kadin. But we have great area. What's the great area? As we said before, from 90 times up to day 30 is great area. From 30 up to 90 times same Talmud Motor is grey. Going to the Goyin, after 30 days you're done. Change whatever. Going to the Darkim Moshe. No, you haven't said 90 times yet. What's going to happen? You don't say, Lo Chazer. You're not going to go back. You're not going to be attacking it. Because you have a Sofer guy going. Here, Ibrahim Shamzan would agree to say 90 times. At least to get, then you call the shittas, you don't have to go back. Abshem Zalman's far is, don't say it and go back. But from day 30 till 90 times same Talmud Motor, you can't go back anyway. Even don't say 90 times.
Say another 50 times on day 30.
Yeah. So they're there.
Or if Rashi Murah on day 27, whatever it is, you can say that.
Right. They said that. There for sure he would agree. Okay, we didn't speak about this, but the Chasam Sofer says 101 times. That's what Chasam Sofer says. Why 101? Because Eina Doina Misha Shoina Pirkoi Mea Pamina Mea Vechot. And says the real calculation is not 90. It's the first day Pesach when you switch to Moed Atol. This Rishalmi is talking about. On Thursday Pesach you switch to Moed Atol, and 30 days gives you 101. Why? 101 Moed Atols. Why is that the case? Because you have first day Pesach, which is 2. You have 30 days and 30 tefillahs. Take away first 2. On day 1 you miss Maariv and Shacharis. There was no Moed Atol. It was winter time. So that's 88. Now you have, add, there's 8 Musafs on Pesach. Because it's Chutzlar, you have 2 days Pesach. So you have 8 Musafs of Moed Atol. So that is 96. Plus 3 Shabbosos, 99. And 2 days Rosh Chodesh, 101. So 30 days is really 101 times Moed Atol. And because we're trying to get to the Enidoyim, we're trying to pick up Meir Ve'achot. And it says, really, you're supposed to do it 101 times. Says that l'chatchila v'diavad, he can't argue the Shulchan Aruch, but he says that's the Mishnah Berurah brings it down. So therefore, l'chatchila, if you do it anyway, you should do it 101 times. Lama lo? Yes.
Is he still basing it on the new Yerushalmi though?
Yes.
That should be 100.
Yes. He says the 30 days it translates to 101.
Why should it be based on
Chutzlar?
It should be based on.
As a Berurah. No, but that's he was talking about his Talmidim. So that's what he's calculating.
But the core is from they were giving one day, Yerushalayim.
Nachon, but he was teaching his Talmidim. Who lived in Chutzlar, is telling them, guys, they asked him, we don't remember, we said, that's right. He said, 30, after 30 days, after Pesach, you guys, you go back. After 30 days, you don't go back, because you got to 101. And that's all, they need another day. That's the way it's 32. And so they lose the Musaf. They don't get. So they'll be a day later. What?
The should be based on Eretz Yisrael for the whole world, not on Chutzlar. Because it's based on 30 days. And the 30 days, who said 30 days? People are living in Eretz Yisrael.
No, but he was talking to his Talmidim. Rabbi Yochanan was speaking to his Talmidim.
Oh, Rabbi Yochanan was speaking.
In Yerushalmi. That's what Chasam Sofer says. God, Yishar Koyach, thank you very much. And the thing is, focus on your davening. Don't space out. Don't get distracted. Stay properly. Have kavanah. Thank you very much. Have a good Shabbos.